Florida's Board of Education will be instituting new teaching standards for science next fall. As WMNF has reported this month, the proposed Sunshine State standards for science have been praised as a vast improvement over the current standards. But their emphasis on teaching evolution has motivated some proponents of the idea of intelligent design to lobby for the inclusion of that concept in the science standards. Last Friday, the ACLU of Florida wrote a letter to the State Board of Education warning about the legal troubles the state could get in if it bows to pressure and modifies the proposed science standards to include intelligent design. The author of that letter, Becky Steele, is the director of the ACLU of Florida's Religious Freedom Project.
Every time that schools have tried to introduce some kind of religious teachings into the science classroom in this area of evolution, the courts have rejected that, and it's subjected the school districts to very costly legal liability in a lot of these cases.
The school board of the city of Dover, Pennsylvania, insisted that science teachers read a disclaimer saying that evolution was just a theory and referred students to a book about intelligent design. But Steele said the school board was rebuked during a 2005 trial.
It ended up that the judge ruled in a very thorough opinion that intelligent design is just dressed-up creationism, that it violates the Constitution by teaching one particular group's religious beliefs as if it was science. And the school district there ended up having to pay over $1 million in legal fees to the plaintiff's lawyers in the case. Not to mention which, all of the members of the school board were voted out of office. At least the members of the school board that were proponents of the intelligent design teaching were voted out of office.
Connie Bertka directs the program of Dialogue on Science, Ethics, and Religion at the American Association for the Advancement of Science and says that the proposed standards should keep the requirement that evolution be taught in science classes.
Well, clearly we support the teaching of evolution, the life sciences, and we would, speaking on behalf of the scientific community, would argue that the life sciences won't make sense unless evolution is a strong component of the curriculum.
Bertka said that science students should not be taught intelligent design, and it especially should not be included in the Sunshine State standards.
While it doesn't belong in either the science standards or certainly in the science classroom because it's not science, it just has not passed the test to be legitimated as science, so it doesn't belong in a science classroom. An appropriate place to discuss it might be in a philosophy or a religion classroom. But it just does not belong in the science classroom. And in fact, I think most science teachers would be at a loss to even understand what it is they're supposed to teach because there's no it there.
Last month, a member of the State Board of Education, Donna Calloway, told the Florida Baptist Witness newspaper that she will vote against the proposed science standards if they keep the requirement to teach evolution, but exclude, quote, other theories of origin of life. Calloway has declined several requests by WMNF to be interviewed for this story. WMNF spoke with one member of Florida's Board of Education last week, Ash K. Desai, and said that as a physician and a scientist, he recognizes the importance of teaching evolution in science classes.
Yes, we would obviously support the science standard. At the same time, I would be looking to listen to some of the other arguments and see whether they are concrete based on some facts. And we would be open to review all other hypotheses if they are based on facts.
The other State Board of Education members declined WMNF's request for interviews. Candy Olson is a Hillsborough County School Board member and said she hopes the State Board of Education will make the logical choice and not include intelligent design in the Sunshine State standards for science.
As a constitutional officer, I have to do what Tallahassee says, and if I were going to pick a fight, I'd pick one over the FCAT foolishness, but I have to believe that there are enough people who understand the difference between science and belief that this won't happen.
Olson said that religion should not be part of the public school curriculum.
I think we need to teach science, and I frankly didn't want public schools teaching my children religion, and I don't think that's where public schools ought to be.
Hillsborough County School Board member April Griffin agreed that intelligent design should not be taught in public schools.
Well, I've always supported evolution being taught in the classroom. I believe that science belongs in the science classroom. And I am not supporting intelligent design. I believe that science belongs in the science classroom, not theories.
WMNF attempted to reach Hillsborough County School Board Chair Jennifer Falero, but she was not available. Former Lakeland Mayor Frank O'Reilly is a member of the Polk County School Board. He told WMNF earlier this month that while he believes in intelligent design, he said that it should only be taught at home or at church.
I'm not going to subject my school board and my school system to hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars of a lawsuit to pay lawyers. I think that ought to be determined by the Department of Education and let them be brought to court by individuals so that it is cleared up before it gets down to the school boards in August. I mean, we just can't afford having everybody, every religion, every belief coming in saying, okay, we're going to sue if you don't have this or you don't have that. Let them do it in one clean swoop up in the Supreme Court of the state of Florida and let that be determined once and for all.
WMNF attempted to reach the members of the Pinellas County School Board for comment, but they were not available. Four of their members told the St. Petersburg Times this week that faith-based theories should be taught in classrooms. They are Nancy Bostock, Carol Cook, Jane Gallucci, and Peggy O'Shea. Board members Janet Clark and Linda Lerner told the Times that intelligent design should not be taught in public schools. WMNF asked Becky Steele whether the ACLU would consider a lawsuit against the State Board of Education if it mandates the teaching of intelligent design in Florida's science classrooms.
Well, we'll have to see what form it takes at the time, but that's certainly the type of case I think that we would consider bringing very strongly.